Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, you've probably experienced that wild roller coaster ride called a day. But what happens when you mix the beautiful chaos of ADHD with the grounded serenity of a spiritual practice? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into a day in the life of someone who's trying to navigate both worlds, and trust me, it's a journey. Ever feel like your brain is on permanent fast forward? You know that feeling when you have 10 things going on at once, but somehow none of them are getting done? That's ADHD in a nutshell. But here's the thing, spirituality isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect stillness and calm, it's about finding peace amidst the chaos. So how do we do that with the brain wired for hyperactivity and endless tangents? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you blend your spiritual journey with your ADHD experience. Firstly, embrace the ebb and flow. Some days, you'll feel like a Zen master effortlessly meditating under a waterfall of peace, okay, maybe not a waterfall, but you get the picture. Other days, you'll feel like a squirrel on caffeine bouncing off the walls with energy and ideas. The key is to accept both states without judgment. One day doesn't define your entire spiritual journey. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's more like a beautiful, chaotic dance. Secondly, harness that creative energy. ADHD brains are often bursting with innovative ideas and unique perspectives. Instead of fighting against this flow, channel it into your spiritual practice. Maybe that means writing down your insights in a journal, creating art inspired by your meditation sessions, or even starting a blog to share your experiences. Thirdly, find movement that fuels you. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it can be a powerful tool for managing ADHD symptoms and connecting with your inner self. Find activities that bring you joy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking in nature, or practicing yoga. Fourthly, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop for hours, although if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths before starting your day or noticing the sensations of your feet touching the ground. Lastly, remember, community matters. Connect with other people on a similar path. Find a meditation group, an online forum, or simply reach out to friends who understand your journey. Sharing experiences and offering support can make all the difference. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer with ADHD. She's juggling deadlines, creative projects, and her own spiritual exploration. Her mornings often start with a burst of energy. She might spend an hour sketching ideas for a new campaign before diving into work emails. But then the afternoon slump hits, and her mind starts racing, making it hard to focus. This is where Sarah's spiritual practice comes in. She takes a short walk outdoors, listening to calming music and practicing mindful breathing exercises. This helps her reset, refocus, and return to her tasks with renewed clarity and energy. So there you have it, a glimpse into the beautiful chaos of blending ADHD with spirituality. It's not always easy, but the rewards are worth every minute. Remember, your journey is unique and there's no right or wrong way to navigate it. Be kind to yourself, embrace the messiness, and keep shining your light. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences in the comments below. What are some ways you found to blend spirituality with your ADHD journey? Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.